You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Proverbs, chapter 22 and verse 3. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. When you remember what we read in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, God told Adam, in the day you eat, you shall surely die. Decision and consequence. If you make a decision to eat, the consequence is dead. God was showing us there's a consequence to our action. Now, when you look at this passage is saying the same thing, decision and consequence, but it's helping us to also see it in a different light. It says a wise man or a prudent man, he foresees evil. Do you know what it means to foresee evil? It means that you think of the consequence of what you want to do before you do it. But the fools, they run into it. You see, many times people don't think of consequence. People don't think through situations. They just take decisions and then they run into problem. He says, but the simple pass on and are punished. You see, you'll be punished if you are a fool. You'll be punished if you are a fool because things that you can prevent, you will run into it. You know, when I listen to so many stories, I'm just wondering, how can this person not understand? You are defrauding people and you don't understand that it will eventually land you in jail or get you killed. I'm just wondering why somebody will not understand that. That is going to be the end result in the end. You know, I've seen many young people that are warned about going into a particular relationship or marriage with somebody. And even though everything is glaring, even though you can see that this person will suffer, as in people that have warned literally, please, this will lead to this. They still went ahead. And exactly what was said happened to them. They are crying. Some of them are divorced. Some of them are separated. Some of them are in terrible pain and sorrow for a preventable problem. Did you know that many of our problems are preventable? Many of the issues we find ourselves in, it's because we are not wise. The scripture says a prudent man, he foresees evil. He asks himself, can I take care of these children that I want to have? If I can't, why should I have them? You know, I was watching in my country, there was a protest on end bad governance. And I saw a man, he was tearing his clothes, he was going to go naked, and they were holding him. And what exactly is the problem? And the man said, I have 5 children and they have not eaten. Now, it is true there is bad governance. At least, I think that is quite obvious. But the issue is this. Why will you have 5 children? You can't even take care of one single child. But you are having 5. Why are you having 5 children? If you only had one, you can't even take care of that one. And that has nothing to do with whatever economic situation that is currently on now. The truth is that you can't take care of that 5. I know a woman that had 2 children. And the husband is completely irresponsible. When I say irresponsible, I don't know how to explain it. This woman does not have a job, and the man is not responsible for those 2 children. And eventually, she decided to have the 3rd one. Oh, my. It became so bad that she had to be folding old clothes to use her sanitary pad. You know, these are preventable things. You could see obviously that you can't take care of those children. This man has proven to you beyond reasonable doubt that he is not going to be responsible. And then you are having those children. And recently I spoke to her and I discovered that the children's school fees are not being paid. You see, they've not moved out of that consequence. So the Bible says a wise man foresees evil and hides himself. That means he avoids taking those decisions that could jeopardize his life. He said, but the foolish person, they don't think. I remember a friend was going to go into business and he was so sure that he was going to make a lot of money. And then he told me about it. I'm not a businessman, but I told him, I said, no, the amount of money you think you will spend will be much more. And he didn't see that. All he was looking at was the profit. So that's how he will run into that business. He's going to run into a loss, run into problem. It could become court cases. He could have issues with banks. And then he runs into a lot of problem. We are not saying that life is risk-free. But the scripture clearly says to us that we must foresee evil. You must ask yourself, if I go to this country, what is the implication of it on my children? You know, many parents don't think like that. They just relocate only to realize that they've ended up raising atheists, raising drug addicts, and so on, because the environment they took those children into were too toxic for their spirit to cope with. Brethren, you must allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. The way to foresee evil is to be led of the Spirit. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. When you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, He will not lead you into problem. He will not lead you into circumstance. He will only lead you into situations that will glorify God in your life. It could be wilderness, but you will be sure it is by the leading of the Lord. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.